Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up. Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Put a lock to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am here for my God to
That is the answer to all questions. That is the answer to all challenges. That is the answer to ending everything you're going through and growing through. Your responsibility is to know who and what God is for you. That's the journey of life. And once you catch the awareness, you get to be an expression of that awareness. Then you can tell people, you can be a reflection of God in the flesh. When you're alone and scared, go back to the beginning. When you're having a health challenge, go back to the believing. Yeah, go back to believing to the beginning, too. That works, too. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Genesis, even. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, you. In the beginning, love. In the beginning, now. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Because you're part of the beginning, you make a difference. The beginning spoke you into existence. You are here for something great. You make a difference. No matter what you're what's going on in your life, what you're going through and growing through, you make a difference. And you get to decide how you make that difference. The most important thing is to do your work that you can know, sense, and feel on a deeper level that it aligns with the truth who you are. The trick is, because life is paradoxical, you see, sometimes we do things that doesn't align with the truth of who we are. The key is to remember when we're doing things that don't align with the truth of who we are to just breathe and say, okay, I get to press the reset button. Because God is the only thing that is happening. And from that place, we can let go of judgment, we can let go of criticism, or being hard on ourselves, Okay. I can let go of being hard on myself. Let me not project my own my issues on you. In the beginning, yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived, so you can always go back and listen. It's a must, because it's important not to go a day, a week, even a moment without Life Coach Ade. You can't lose with the stuff he uses. Yes, the archive is there for you. Sometimes we think because we heard it once, oh, yeah, that was great. You know, but I want you to really understand this is some soul food. This is some spiritual medicine that we're serving up. And so whatever you're going through or growing through, if you can't find your balance and you're feeling out of sorts, just come back and just, you know, go to iTunes if you subscribe to it and just close your eyes and let your cursor just click something and see which one comes up for you. I promise you, it'll be just what you need. It'll be just what you need. And you're like, wow, I just didn't even know. It's just speaking to what I was dealing with, because that's the intention. That's how the universe works. There were no accidents, just several things happening at the same time, which lets you know that you're in alignment with what is happening. Ooh, what an accident. Yes, you showed up, but you forgot. You booked an appointment. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you call up. Make sure you call one. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Make sure you call one before you dial the number. So that way, when you call one and before you dial the number, your question or your thoughts, your comments will be clear. It's all about connecting with the one. Speaking of the one, yeah, let me tell you today's topic. Yeah, I'd love to have that happen. My body's been hijacked, and I love being hijacked because sometimes my mind needs to be quiet. Today's theme, today's topic, balancing the higher self and the human self as one. That's just a delicious topic title. Could just say so much in there, and I can't wait to get Tara on so we can be one with the one and get to see how we can balance and ground ourselves and experience ourselves fully as who we really are. And speaking of which, what the heck just happened? Okay. So, Leslie, you're looking at the switchboard. What is going on with the switchboard today? We lost Tara again. Okay, I'm going to have to call her back. Well, you can call her back. Tell her we're going to get to her. Celeste, she's gone. She's gone, but she's here. She's coming back. Yeah, we are going to do some readings. You see some people got their number one pushed. So hang about, like this in England. Hang about. We're only going to do maybe two or three. So if you have anything else scheduled, yeah, but you have to go, you better just reschedule it. Okay. We're reserving spaces. Yeah, they're very limited. We're going to take a little while. Well, not a little while, but we want to lay some foundation first. But, Reverend, we'll get to you. Life is good. It's getting better. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. I don't know. What am I doing? Yeah, this month we're focusing on balance and groundedness. We're supporting you to find your balance, to just feel grounded. So much is going on energetically. So that's what the theme is for September. October's theme is, I love it, living the vision for your life. You know, you're grounded, you're balanced, you've learned about love and abundance and relationships. What is the vision for your life? We're going to talk about that. The shows in October will be focused around living the vision for your life. What is the vision for your life? Do you know? And if you don't, all is well. Keep listening. There is a vision for your life that transcends everything that you've experienced, but there are clues in everything that you've experienced. So start putting together the pieces and puzzles, and you may just see it. 347-426-3346. Tracy, my sister swiper friend, is in the house. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, callers on the phone line. Welcome, welcome. We welcome all of you. Thank you for being here. We welcome all of you on listening to the show, the archive, right now. Because when you are listening to it, it will be right now. And you're probably wondering, why are you saying, well, I'm listening to it's going to be right now? Of course it's right now. Yes, it is right now. Because it doesn't matter when you listen to it, it'll be right now. So stay in the now and just embrace the now and enjoy the now. And we can help you in balancing the higher self and the human self as one. We're also taking your questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, disagreements, fears, doubts, worries. But if you don't want to call in, you can go to the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Post your questions there, or you can go, if you don't do Facebook, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversations with S, media.com. Click, hover on the Life Conversations Radio, and there's a drop menu, Ask Life Coach Ade. Send in your email, whatever you're moving through, growing through, whatever the challenge is, we are here to help you dissolve the heaviness so you can feel light, and you can feel yourself, and you can feel the love. All right, let's get ready for, actually, before we, okay, I want to do two things. Let's see, what then today? Tomorrow we have Makua Ray, the artist, the singer, the writer of the song that I play quite a lot of. There's Rainbow and there's Tap In. Love is the current of energy that is flowing through me and flowing to you, something like that. I can't remember the word, but who cares? Let's just keep the ball rolling because we've got a show to do. It's going to be here tomorrow. And we are talking about the shift that's happening on the planet. The old paradigm of time is money is rapidly dissolving. Planet Earth is actively rebalancing itself. And Life Conversations Radio is in tune with that. So make sure you join us tomorrow for that conversation. And, okay, cool. I need to play music so I can go call Tara back. Yeah, we're not hiding anything from you today. This is authentic radio reality as it happens. Of course, you know that. I just heard a voice say, you're not telling them who you are, but they know who I am. But if the voice is coming from outside of me, well, the outside, but you know, the big place, I must need to say, I am your host, Life Coach Adelaide, if you're listening for the first time. Okay, let's go call Tara back. In the meantime, I think I'm going to do this. Yeah, I went to an event yesterday. What is it? Sounds of Spiral to Light. Yes, that's what it was, I think. It was so healing, so healing. So, and there was flute, there was flautists, harpists, the crystal bowlists, people playing crystal bowls. And the flute and the harp were just speaking to my heart. I was so, so. In memory of that, in celebrating the love that dwells in each and every one of us. Here's a flute music to listen to while I get Tara back with us. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we
Yes, Carly Jackson, and we're moving with that one vibration as we bring Tara Sonora on to join us, that oneness energy. I just love it when things just work together for the good. It always does. It's all about interpretation. Tara Sonora is a returning guest. She's at home. She's not even a guest. She's family. And we are grateful to have her join us and share her wisdom and bring forth the energy of one. Tara Sonora's spirit guide and angels communicate through her to bring forth tools for self-discovery and enlightenment. She works multidimensionally with celestials and angelic energies, including highly evolved beings, master teacher spirit, and the Christ consciousness. The energies of one. Tara's angelic spirit guides and soul family have blessed her life in a profound way by giving her the opportunity to facilitate incredible transformation with her clients. And if you've heard Tara before, you know, even the description is just a little bit about her, because Tara is such a, she's got a beautiful heart, and if you haven't heard her before, you would hear, you would know, you would feel it when we bring her on. And we are grateful to have her join us every day, all the time, because she's one with us. Yes, yes, yes. And her website address is angelchannel.com, angelchannel.com. She's an energy healer, a spiritual counselor, interfaith minister, she does a lot more. She's a lover of life, and we're surrounded by a lot of people like that. And I'm grateful for that. So let's just bring Tara on now. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics especially, physical beings and non-physical beings, oh, they're here already. Just join me in welcoming my friend, my sister, myself, Tara Sonora. Hello, Tara. How are you? Hey, everybody. So happy to finally have you join us.
Thanks, nice Daddy. Hi.
How are you? We got connection now. Hold on to my hand. Don't let go.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, great. Let's get this party rolling. But my first question to you is, as you know or not, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Okay.
Who are you? Who are you? Who is Tara
Well,
Sonora?
I am Tara Sonora, and I'm a channeler for the angelic realm, and I'm very blessed to talk to angels for a living.
Yes, that is a blessing. Now, to talk to them, do they need your permission? What I mean is, when you just want to sit down and chill and watch a television show or just not do anything, do they just still try to talk to you, or they need your permission?
Well, they pretty much leave me alone to live my life as I want to live it. And yet, if there's something they need to tell me, they'll jump in and tell me stuff. But usually we have a nice, mutual, respectful relationship.
I'm just going to leave that alone. My mind is very plain. Okay, I can go so many places with that. Like, okay, I'm in my space. You guys do your own thing. That's something, you know. And we've talked about this before, but I want to ask you, when did that blending take place? What was the catalyst?
Well, that actually started for me back in 1986 when a friend of mine was practicing some hypnotherapy work with me, and he put me into an altered state, or like a deep meditative state. And in that state, a spirit guide jumped into my body and started talking to him. And it was a really beautiful experience, actually. From that point on, I was just in love with channeling and felt that this was something I really wanted to do in my life. And so I haven't stopped. I've been doing it for 26 years now.
Wow. When the spirit guide jumped into your body, were you hearing the conversation, or you didn't even know what was happening until you came out once you were hypnotized, right?
Right, but I was aware. I was more in a state of detached observance where I could hear what was going on, I could sense and feel what was going on, but at the same time I could stay out of it.
So because there was that sense of detachment, were you able to just listen to the conversation, or were you freaking out and saying, what the flip is going on here? Who is this person talking through me?
Well, I was witnessing and observing it from that detached place, but yeah, there was definitely a little dialogue going on with me of, wow, this is cool, and what is this, and you know, but it felt so good, I just went with it.
I understand. If it was so good, it's like, oh, no question, just let it happen.
Yeah. Yes. Safe, you know, I felt safe, and that the energy was so loving and positive that I had no fear at all.
It's funny because, you know, this thing called channeling it's an interesting thing, because sometimes it's presented to us, or some of us see it as certain people can do it. I think for me, I believe there are many levels, and I feel deep down that when we are in alignment with what we're here to do on this planet, we're in that zone, in the flow, when we're loving what we're doing, we're all channeling. But the way you do yours is slightly different, because you go into a state and you get quiet, you get still, and we actually hear the change in accent. The language is different. Can anybody do that, or do we individually have a special,
Yeah, I'm just going to ask anyway, because my mind said, you don't answer. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not for me. Do we individually have a special mission? Like for you, part of your mission on this planet is to channel the non-physical beings. Or are they channeling through you because you were available? And does that mean anybody can do it if they're available?
Well, I feel that some people really have a gift for it, and it comes
mm-hmm.
much easier. For me, I feel it is a gift from God that it comes fairly easily to me, actually very easily. But not everyone maybe has the ability to surrender to that level. And it does take practice. I think that not everyone is necessarily, well, of course, everyone who's listening is of a loving consciousness, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can't say that perhaps about every person on the planet, but you do have to be in a loving consciousness in order to connect to the higher realms.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot of time mapping out the interdimensional realms, and fourth dimensional consciousness, which is the astral plane, is just the other side of this physical reality, and pretty much anyone can access that level
mm-hmm.
Because it's sort of the dream state. So anyone that
mm-hmm.
goes to sleep and dreams are accessing the astral plane. But there's a bridge, I call it the bridge of love, between the fourth and fifth dimension, where you really have to be of a loving consciousness in order to get to fifth dimension and higher. And the beings of light that I channel are mostly from the seventh dimension. So
wow.
That's the first level of the angelic realms. So
wow.
You've got to be in alignment vibrationally with the frequency of love to open up to even experience the beings from those levels. If that makes
now,
sense.
Oh, it does. It was just I was going to go forward with our theme, but something that you say, just when you talk about the seventh level, I'm thinking, are there things you have to do specifically for your body to allow that kind of energy to move through you?
Well, you have to stay positive.
Okay.
If you let yourself go into worries, fears, and doubts and negative energy, you can't uplift yourself to those levels.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, we all have those dark nights of the soul where, you know, we're in a really heavy place. And in those moments, we can still reach out to God. We can still
mm-hmm.
pray and ask for help from the angels to come and uplift us and to raise our vibration to reach
mm-hmm.
those levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so anyone yeah. can communicate with angels and with God. I mean, that's always, always there for us. But people have different levels of skill, we'll say, in being able to hear what's
yeah.
Being communicated to us. And in channeling, there are different levels of trance, different levels of integration. And I happen to be a full-body trance channeler, where I actually let the angels come into my body and speak directly through me. And that's why my voice changes, is because it's really their voice. It's not me talking. They're just using my body. And some
right.
people prefer a more conscious channeling approach, where they're just telepathically relaying the
mm-hmm.
messages from their angels and spirit guides.
Yeah, for me, I you know, I like the trance channeling. You know, if I'm talking to somebody and channeling the sound the same, my mind will be like, I don't know, you're just a wise person or something. I need to hear the change of tone for my intellectual mind to rest.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with our sister, our friend, Tara Sonora. She's an angelic channeler, and we're going to do some readings here and there. But we want to empower you and support you in balancing the higher self with the human self as one. So So let me ask you this. When we're talking about balancing the higher self and the human self as one, and we, those of us on a spiritual path, we hear you got to connect with your higher self and you got to listen to your higher self. What is the higher self?
Well, the higher self is the part of ourselves that is eternal, our soul. It's our soul essence. If you think of it that we are all children of God and that we all carry the essence of the divine within us, our soul is that essence of the divine. And it's the part of us that survives beyond the physical body's death. And so our soul, our higher self, our God self, has many different dimensional aspects to it. And I enjoy connecting to my higher self and living from the viewpoint that I am a higher self in this human body. And when you really integrate that, then you begin seeing your life as a vehicle for the soul.
Yeah, I love that. Seeing yourself as a vehicle for the soul. That's a soulful experience. Now,
yeah,
it just changes
everything because there is a certain percentage of the population, and we'll just lovingly call them young souls, that are just, you know, very materialistic, let's say, or narcissistic or self-centered, and these are the people on the planet that are just not awake. You know, they're just seeing everything from a purely physical perspective. And the young souls of the world are typically more filled with fear and live from a place of fearfulness. But when you begin awakening your higher self, and, you know, sometimes it takes a catalyst or a life-changing experience to wake up. But once you become conscious and you become aware that you're more than the physical body, then everything changes.
And sometimes it causes a crisis, trauma, dis-ease, or something to wake us up to that awareness. And
it can, but I want to say that's not the rule because we don't want to program people that you got to have some trauma or tragedy in order to wake up. But sometimes it happens that way, but sometimes the wake-up call is something very blissful and something that creates a completely euphoric feeling of oneness with God. And that can be a catalyst as well.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to say because, yeah, there are people, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of mediums, psychics, channels to say, I had an accident, I had this, I had that. And there are people who have just said, I've always known that I had this gift. I just never shared it. And from your experience, from your work, that, I don't know if this is a word, but catalytic experience that happens, is that an agreement between one soul or do we actually, do we on a human level have a say-so when we allow the catalyst or the blending to happen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there's some people, it happens for when they have an accident and illness, and some people they just always known and they finally surrender to it, or maybe a friend said, oh, you're a healer, or you're a channeler, you're a psychic, you whatever, and they just blend into it. But what determines the time? What are the factors? Are there factors, if there are there factors that determine the blending for us so we can blend with the higher self so that we can navigate this plane in a little bit more, more enjoyable, let me just say, more enjoyable way?
Right. Well, you know, that is free will. And I also believe that sometimes it's a soul agreement we've made or a soul choice that we've made even before we were born that we would wake up at a certain time in our lives. I feel that I woke up at age 26, even though I had many psychic experiences in my childhood and teenage years. But it wasn't quite enough to make me fully aware that I was a soul in my body. And that awareness came when I was reading a book about reincarnation, and suddenly everything just clicked, and I just had this awareness that I was a soul in this body. And so I feel that that was the period of time in my life that I was ready and open to have that experience. But what's interesting is that the people that are not yet awake, so to speak, don't know that they're not awake. You know, it's like you don't know what you don't know.
Right,
and
exactly.
And things often will spontaneously happen to trigger those higher awarenesses. Sometimes if someone has a genuine desire to experience higher consciousness, they can embark upon a path of meditation and prayer and spiritual practice that can create that higher self-awareness.
It's about being open, and I think, you know, as I listen to you and feel and sense this conversation, it's, I feel for myself, it's not something that we can narrow down how it happens. Some, you know, they pick up a book or they travel, they experience something, and it's, I think there are many ways. God is so transcendent. God is so much more than what the intellectual mind can get. And as I listen to you, it's about, for me, I feel for those of us who are seeking more, and to those who want to balance their higher self and the human self, it is by that conscious participation of doing the spiritual work, as you said, meditation. I feel that that moves us in that direction to recognize ourselves as a vehicle for the soul.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly. Because you can choose to have that as a focus and an alignment, and then you literally start seeing the world through your soul's eyes. And it's an interesting shift of perspective, because the fearful human, you know, might be looking at the world through the eyes of a survivor, you know, just trying to survive in this world. And yet when you shift the viewpoint to be looking at life through the eyes of your soul, you begin to see how everything is divine. Everything is imbued with the essence of the divine, and that every person you meet is a divine child of God, and you begin relating to people differently, and everything changes. The way you start seeing the suffering of the world, it changes. You begin to see, well, what is the lesson? What is the purpose? You know, why did this happen from the viewpoint of the evolution of the soul, as opposed to only looking at things from a 3D perspective?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you stop seeing yourself as a victim.
Yes.
That's the question that goes like, I'm not a victim. I'm part of a bigger picture. I may not understand what's going on, but there's a deeper meaning here. And
yes. And I just want to say the integration of the human self and the higher self is to imbue the human self with compassion, because, you know, there's one thing that is a little irksome is when someone is, you know, going through a very difficult time, you know, you don't want to be saying New Age platitudes and saying, oh, well, you created this, you know. And, you know, even though there's certain levels of truth of that, you know, there's situations where you just have to be as loving and compassionate with the human self and not just rationalize away the human emotional component.
Yes, yes. I have a friend, Sylvia. She calls those people who throw spiritual ideas at you when you're having a challenge, she calls them bliss bunnies. You know, they just, oh, you created that. And I always tell people, if you have a bliss bunny in your life, and you're having a hard time, And they said, well, you know, you create that with your consciousness. I kind of encourage you, don't try it at home, but I encourage you to slap the bliss bunny and say, well, guess what? You created me slapping you, so deal with that and get out my face. it's so easy to throw truth, if you will, or spiritual ideas around. But once it's embodied, and as you said, there's a sense of compassion that will, you start to listen to something different, and we're able to support people right where they are rather than blame them or make them feel guilty when they're already feeling worse than what we can ever imagine.
Because that just makes people feel worse. Like, oh, great, mm-hmm. I created this mess. Thank you very mm-hmm. much for reminding me.
Thanks for your enlightenment. I feel better now.
I mean, I had a situation recently where I was just experiencing some profound disappointment, you know, and when I was crying, I just was feeling the emotion of the moment. And a friend turns to me and says, attachment creates suffering. And I just wanted to smack him, you know.
I'm going to smack you,
and
but
I
don't
think
be attached
I said,
to it.
How about a little compassion here?
with a roll of the eye.
Yeah.
I understand. I want to ask you this. You know, we know this, but I really want to hear your answer. I'm really feeling to ask you this question. We've talked about what the higher self is. What is the human self?
Mm-hmm. Well, the human self is our 3D body that has an emotional body and a mental body, and the human self, you know, is our persona, our ego. It's who shows up, you know, in the 3D world, and yet, you know, our human self is extremely complex. When you tie in the mental body, the way that we think, the way that we perceive our realities, the emotional body is just how we feel about everything. We have to just love all of it because all of that is why we have a body, is to fully experience every aspect of being human as a way for the soul to experience life itself.
But some of those things that cause us or remind us that we're human as well, having a human experience, is so painful. It's so challenging. I mean,
yeah.
How do you suggest we go about finding ease in that, in the human experience?
Mm. Well, compassion is really the key, because when we open up to the energy of love, and love ourselves and love that we have a life to have these experiences, to love, you know, even in loss when we're grieving a loved one, we have to feel what we feel and just embrace our emotions as part of the experience. And yet, even in the darkest moments, we can still reach out to God. We can still open up our hearts and pray for help and for healing and for guidance to help us shift out of the pain and suffering into even just neutrality. Sometimes seeking a state of neutrality can be a joyful respite from suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to begin to recognize when we're creating more suffering upon ourselves than we need to be.
Right.
Because sometimes, yes, we're dealing with a very difficult and painful situation, but maybe we don't have to suffer mentally and emotionally so much over it. You know, we have to express the emotions, but then recognize when, okay, I've had enough of this emotional expression, now let me take control of my mind and my emotions and choose a better, healthier state of being for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to get enough strength within us to make a better choice to start shifting the energy. And that's when we can really open up and take control of our mind and our emotions in a way that we don't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that aside, of course, the exception to that is when we are caught up in physical pain. You know, there is
right.
a certain level of physical pain, suffering, that, you know, you just can't think a happy thought and your broken leg goes away, you know.
No.
We'd like to think so, but, you know, when you're enmeshed in a physical pain, it takes a lot more work to take control of it physically or emotionally, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a much harder challenge.
I'm a witness. You have to have painkillers and prayer and meditation and listening to what needs to be heard. I'm so with you on that. I think we're going to take a break. There was a question I was going to ask you, but let's take a break. We'll come back and just let you a moment and then continue the conversation. And we're going to do maybe two or three readings. You got people standing by already. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. My guest is Tara Senora. That's T-E-R-R-A, Tara. Am I pronouncing that name, your first name correctly?
Yes, like Terracotta, Terra Firma.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just need to double-check that. Someone said double-check. Tara Senora. Her website address is angelchannel.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Celeste in a moment, and we're going to keep this party moving, and one will be joining us real soon, and we'll just take it from there. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your comments, your thoughts, your questions, and the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach at a ADE, fan page, like page, posted on there. But you're free to chat in the chat room and have your regular conversation. Teresa is multitasking right now. Focus, Teresa. Yes, you're busted. Oh, I'm so bad. I know I'm so bad. But, you know, I love the part of me that's so bad. I'm compassionate with my badness. That's how you balance your human self with your higher self. We're going to take a very quick break. Come back with Celeste for a moment. Oh, yeah, we've got to make this real quick. And so we will be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, too. I had a funny thought that I was going to share, but it disappeared. So I must not share with you guys. It was so funny. I was laughing here. Let me see if I pull it back. No, I'm not. Let me bring on Celeste. We got some emailed questions. We got people on the line. So let's go to Celeste because she's about to bounce. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great. Happy Monday to you and Tara and all the family. I'm going to get right to it, though I do have a Virgin Mary question for Tara later. there's something about your name, and I saw something about the Virgin Mary. So if somewhere down the line, if you have an answer, I'd love to hear it.
All right.
I'm going to leave it alone now, and I'm going to get started. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, September 24th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2045. Add 2045 and the energy of the day equals 11. Now, 11 is the moose in medicine cards, and the moose represents healthy self-esteem. 11 can also be either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. But today, for a special treat, we are going to add one more time to find the energy that resides inside this master number. We're going to add 11. 1 plus 1 equals 2. The meaning of 2 is balance. We find this balance in a yin-yang symbol, the blending of the light and dark, positive and negative. And the second letter of the alphabet is B, and words like blessed, bold, and beautiful connect us to the magical power of 2. 2 also shows up as the high priestess in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put our focus today, through the perspective of tarot celebrations. The high priestess says, bring me the bruised fruit. Bring me the mangled grain. I'll startle you with its dazzle again and again and again. The High Priestess is our first teacher on our spiritual journey in tarot. She connects us to our inner wisdom and the inner intuitive voice. How we hear her depends on our interest in her sacred conversation. Are we balanced and grounded enough to trust that still, small voice when it comes to us? If our minds are crowded with yesteryear blues and challenges, then it is difficult to catch the messages when they come through. And trust me, we all want to hear these heart songs. When we listen in the quiet, she reminds, there is nothing to heal, only God to reveal. We find God in our personal revelations, and that's where the High Priestess lives. The High Priestess may assist you in developing your intuition and psychic ability, thereby activating the wisdom of your unconscious. It's a goodie bag from the divine when we truly learn how to balance our higher self and our human self. Then we get to trust we are home when we recognize the voice of the soul. All is well. And that's the story of 2, told through the High Priestess in tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1. For another celestial moment. Thank you.
Yes, told through the story of the High Priestess and the eyes and wisdom of Celeste Morgan.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. I know you got to run. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love you guys. I'll miss you. Bye.
Well, you can catch the rerun. Love you too, Celeste. Life is good. It's getting better. We got some questions here. Tara? We got a question for you. Tamara Joy wants to know. Oh, okay. All right, Destiny, your time is over. You can be quiet now. Well, I like the song, but we got a show to do. Thank you, Destiny. Destiny Mohammed. She's an harpist, and she calls herself the Harpist from the Hood. Destiny Mohammed. That's her website address, destinymohammed.com. Yes, so the question is, what and when are the best ways to ask angels for guidance in our lives? Is there a wording that is best? How can we best be receptive to the answers?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes.
Well, yes, any time of the day or night is an okay time to talk to the angels. They're never not home, or they don't. You know, not take the call.
Your call is important to us. Please hold, and we'll get right to you.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's true for our angels, for the ascended masters. You know, if you're working with Christ or Mary or Buddha or Archangel Michael, they're always there 24/7. And the best way to approach it is to take a moment to take a deep breath. All it takes maybe is just one deep breath. And just let go of the mind, even for just a moment, and come into your heart. And from that very pure place in your heart, just say, God, angels, help. And in that moment, you can articulate a specific question. Help me to know the truth of this matter is a good question to ask. Or help me to create the most blessed outcome. And in those moments, you just ask from a very simple and pure place in your heart, and then just open and trust that your prayer was heard, trust that the angels are working on it, and that you can just simply open to receive any guidance in that moment, or just a feeling of well-being. You can ask, please, angels, send me healing energy. Send me healing energy now, please. And they will. So you have to take a moment to receive it, though, if you want to have an experience of it.
So the receiving process does require trust, isn't it? Because there could be a tendency for someone to say, okay, send me healing energy, and we're sitting there going, okay, is the energy being sent now? I feel something in my back. Oh, maybe not. You know, does there have to be a sort of, maybe non-attachment to that happening in order to receive? Or does it matter if one's mind is saying, well, I'm not sure if they're sending it, but maybe they are? How does that process work in order to actually receive what we are asking for?
Well, you're right that non-attachment helps as far as not being attached to how you think it should feel. You know, we think, well, you know, if it's not this lightning bolt of energy, then nothing's happening. You know, we try to sometimes impose upon spirit and ourselves how we think it should feel, instead of just letting it feel how it feels. And sometimes we may not have a tangible experience of the energy. And sometimes it just washes over us as a wave of love or a feeling of well-being. But yeah, it is about trusting that when you send out that prayer, that the prayer is being answered, whether you're conscious of that entire process or not. And there is a bit of a letting go that opens you even more.
Right. Well, time of joy, there you have it. Any time of the day, any moment you can ask. No special wording, because they will meet you right where you are and let go and surrender. So let me ask you this. We got callers on the line. When we start to do the reading, do you want to do the reading to answer the question for people who got a question? That's the question for the question. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what I mean. Or do you want to answer... Or you want one to answer the question?
Well, I'm feeling the presence of one very strongly as blending and integrating with me, even as we're speaking now. So I think we'll try a few as conscious channeling, which is what I call when I'm still speaking, but they're connected to me. And if my voice changes a little bit, then one might be slipping in, but... But let's try a few as conscious channeling.
You triggered another thought for me here, because when you say you can feel the energy of one, what does that feel like, if you can describe it in your body? That you does it feel like a little child pushing you from behind? Even though they're playful, you can kind of feel them, or what happens in your beingness that lets you know that's happening?
Well, I feel... I guess you might call it a cloud of white energy all around my head, where my own thought process becomes more suspended, and I'm more just feeling and experiencing a state of higher consciousness. And on the physical level, sometimes my head will sort of move from side to side a little bit. Sometimes it's almost like my head really is floating above my shoulders, and there's a feeling of lightness.
Wow. So if we had a webcam, we'd be thinking, what's wrong with Tara? Why is her head moving like that?
Her eyes closed and squeezed together, and why is she smiling so much?
I think she's smoking something. Yeah, she's smoking the want. You want to smoke some of that. Every time I have a conversation with you on the show, I'm always thinking, I want to talk to her more about one because I'm fascinated about that. But I also want to honor our listeners. So I'm going to take some calls, but I have some more thoughts about that because I love life and all the things that make us human, the spiritual aspect that we are. And I just have questions after questions after questions. But let's take some calls. It's funny because I was thinking, I think the thought I had earlier, I feel like we snuck you through the back door. Like we brought this psychic medium or a angel channeler through the back door without announcing it. Because normally when we put it out there, people will call in the ME and they would just be packed. People want questions. And I was just thinking, I think we snuck Tara through the back door. But people who needed to be here are here. And that's how the show is going to continue. That from now on is, if we do an announcement, good. If we don't, you'll be here by right of consciousness. Let's go to Reverend D. Deborah, how are you doing, Deborah? Nice to hear you.
I'm doing great, Ade. It's good to talk to you and Tara today.
Hi, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Tara, my original question was more about the visual, seeing the angel. I've seen sparklies in particular places at very high energetic moments. And I was just wondering, do you ever get a visual on any of the angelic realm around you when you're channeling?
Yes, I do. And I love the visual aspect of it because I do see those sparkles of light as you do. And also, when I'm in a deeper level of trance, I can see figures. I can see the classic angel figure, you know, with the wings and all that. And sometimes I just see balls of light. And sometimes I'll see a light body where it looks sort of like a humanoid figure, but that it's just made of light. And depending on what being of light or what dimension of consciousness you're dealing with, you're going to have a whole wide range of visual opportunities. And there's quite a lot of variation of beings in the universe. So it can be quite an interesting experience to open up that third eye vision. And but it really, you just have to trust that what you're seeing is how the angel or guide wishes to represent themselves to you. And sometimes they may use an iconic figure from your own higher imagination to help you understand who you're dealing with, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does, because I've only seen this particular sparklies at at ordination. All behind in the back of the sanctuary, I saw the sparklies, like it was huge.
And sometimes it may be a mist or like a fog in the room that no one else sees. I've come out of very deep trance states, and this sort of fog of white light just stays in the room sometimes for 5 or 10 minutes.
Is there anything particular that one has for me? I'm feeling a very high energy around me right now. I almost want to say a heaviness that the room feels so full, and I've been urged to ask if there's something in particular I need to know.
Well, they're saying that you are a channel, that you have gifts and abilities that are meant to be shared, and that clearly you are a light worker that is here to shine the light of truth upon this world. We feel clearly that you have a heart of gold and a very loving consciousness that is here to awaken others. So this is a time of trusting your path, trusting your purpose, and trusting that all the angels and guides that are with you are fully supporting you in this process. So clearly you have a blessed mission here. And you have much help from the higher realms to assist you in the accomplishment of that mission. the spirit guides and angels also wish you to know that you don't have to sacrifice in any way. They're wanting you to see all of your gifts, talents, and abilities are a tremendous blessing that do not have to carry any burden. And this is important for you to know because many of the light workers of the world feel that there's a burden they carry, a burden of self-sacrifice or a burden of carrying the suffering of the world upon their shoulders. And this is no longer true. It is meant for the light workers to serve with joy in their hearts and an equal attention to their own well-being so that one not have to work until you get sick, but that you work until you are so filled with joy that you need to take a break from the joy.
That was wonderful, Tara. That was exactly it. I felt my heart explode when you talked about the not being burdened. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a very powerful message for all the light workers that are listening because, you know, we can't carry the suffering. We can't. It just won't work anymore. We have to approach the work with joy and light and beauty in our hearts, and then it's never a burden. Then it's always a blessing. Then our work always blesses us. That's the new rule.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ade. Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome.
You're
Deborah.
Welcome.
Much love to you.
Tara, that was, I'm having a moment over here. I love how one just stepped in. I was like, whoa, what did that? He was like a cloud. Like, one is in the house. Ooh,
I told you they were here.
I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. I heard a difference in tone. Yeah. Ooh, I've got goosebumps. Okay, thank you, Deborah, for asking that question. We need to connect. I haven't spoken to you, seen you in a while. But anyway, let's go to Teresa. Teresa has a question. Hey, Teresa, how are you? If you're still multitasking, focus.
I'm not multitasking now, no. Hi, Tara. Hi, Ade.
Hi.
I don't have a question per se. I need to see what comes through, if I may, from the angels for me. I am dealing with everything that you mentioned earlier, the physical pain, and I'm going through some serious transformation and life shifts big time, and dealing with, facing letting go of physical things, but also people. And it's all happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I've got, like you were saying, where you were experiencing a lot of emotions that needed to come up and not judging them, but just letting them flow. And yet I need to also be focused at the task at hand that needs to be done on a third dimensional level to get to where I need to go next.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the angels are saying that you have to be a superhuman right now and just embody your superhuman self to the best of your ability. Sometimes you have to just bear with it and just push through. But to help you with that, it is so important to stay positively focused to the best of your ability and to address each issue as it arises with as much love and compassion for yourself as you possibly can. This is a time of great change and transition for you, for so many, and yet you can't just crumble. You know, it is a time where your soul is calling upon you to be your highest expression of self. And to do that, meditation and prayer is vitally important. Even if you commit to doing 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, 5 or 10 minutes at night, to just state your intentions. And it can be stated as a gratitude prayer. For example, you can say, dear God, dear angels, dear ascended masters, please help me. I need as much love, strength, power, courage, healing, as much as you can send, as much as I can physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally integrate. I openly receive that And I give my thanks, I give my gratitude for all these blessings and all this support that I have during this time. And I pray for the most positive outcomes, that everything out in divine order, that everything will be in a harmonious flow, that the best possible outcomes will manifest. And for all this and more, I give my thanks to God. Thanks, God. So be it, and so it is. Amen. And you can embellish upon that, but stating that as a prayerful intention and a powerful statement of what you are wanting to create will keep you heading in the right direction. And it will enlist all the support of the angels and spirit guides to be coordinating all those divine synchronicities so that everything fall into place. And on the emotional level, this is where you might want to work a little more closely with, say, Archangel Raphael or Mother Mary, or just calling upon the healing angels and ask for their help in releasing and clearing all that you no longer need. And make it a conscious intention that you're releasing all that you are complete with, and maybe do some sort of cleansing ritual as well, even if it's when you're taking your shower, seeing the water just flowing through the light body and washing away all that is no longer needed, or taking a sea salt bath, you know, a bath with maybe a cup or half a cup or a cup of sea salt in the bath water, will also cleanse and purify the auric field. So there's a lot of things you can do to keep focused on your well-being. And that's got to be your number one priority, is your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And if you take care of you, the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's what I've definitely been called to be focusing in on. And it's, and as I do so, I keep getting interruptions. And it's like, it's, you know, interruptions that aren't nice interruptions. Whether it be that I let them not be nice, or I'm, you know, relationships that are close to me that want to try and test my own faith of what I know, you know, and my own faith in myself and my own love of myself. It's interesting. It's an interesting time. Definitely. Where you feel like you're kind of being broken apart to be rebuilt up again. And you know, there's good outcome, but you're still, you know, in the midst of that tornado, you're just falling apart and thinking, okay, I got to stay strong at the same time as falling apart and be open as well as being protected, as well as finding that balance of everything and knowing that I'm the center of it all.
Mm.
And reminding myself that I'm the center of it all, and I've got to be that grounding rod to be receiving everything at the highest and possible level that I need to be hearing it in.
It sounds to me, Teresa, that you're doing exactly what you're told to do. At this time, you've got to be superhuman.
I know. I know. So, I got to go dig out my cape.
Well, you can.
Right. That might be a good visualization for you, that you're a superwoman.
Right, because you can handle it.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's, you know, God doesn't give us what we can't handle, and that's so cliche, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I've lived through other things, so this isn't going to kill me, right?
Indeed.
You just tell yourself, this is an experience that's not going to kill me. I'll make it through this, but
make
to be reminded to breathe. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Ade. Your words of wisdom resonate so deep in my heart, and thank you for being such a clear channel for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that.
Namaste.
And just to add to that, you know, we do have to be grateful for the gifts and the blessings that we do have. And personally, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I'm 4 years clean and clear, and I'm very proud of that. And but it really changed my whole perspective of life to come through that, to have faced death and handed my life over to God and just had to trust that I'll be here in this body as long as God wants me to be in this body. And to just completely surrender that was a huge shift for me. But my point is that it helped me to feel grateful for every day and to just love life with such a passion and recognizing the preciousness of the opportunity that each day brings to us.
Yes, I so get it. If you're just joining us, my guest is Tara Sonora. She's an angel channel. Her website address is angelchannel.com. And we're having a conversation on balancing the higher self and the human self as one. One is the name of the collective non-physical beings that channel through Tara. And I could give you the number, but we've only got a few readings that we're going to be doing. So, you know, if you call now, you missed the cue. So you can just listen differently so you can hear through the ones that we do talk to. But, Tara, you know, you were talking about, I was kind of going back and forth with, as you know, I got this eye challenge. It's not even a challenge, actually. It's an opportunity for me to see clearly. And I've been just, when you talk about being grateful, one of the things that I've had with this I experience, the E-Y-E experience, not the I self, for those of you who listen for the first time, it's really caused me to listen differently and look within and get the meaning for what's happening. And so much has been coming up for me the last few days. Yesterday was very, very intense because I became aware of different things. And there seems to be you know, when we're going through a health challenge, for some, it's hard to be grateful. I tell you, I know for me, I have a different appreciation for my eyes now. It's just,
yes.
Some things I was taking for granted, and I didn't even know. You know, it's like, oh, my God. But for those who are going through, and I also want to ask one about my eyes, but for those, I want to go back to this first. Those who are having a health challenge and they're struggling to be grateful. They can't find anything to be grateful for about the health challenge. How can you support them?
Well, it's hard to be grateful for a health challenge.
When you're in pain.
You know, because
right.
When you're in it, you can't see the gifts that come from
right.
transcending it. You know, you haven't gotten there yet, so to speak. So when you're in it, you just have to be as compassionate with yourself as possible and try to treat yourself as you would treat a wounded child in your arms and to just give as much love to yourself as possible and to consistently make positive choices by asking yourself, what do I need right now? What's going to make me feel better right now? What can I do to help myself right now? And staying in that mindset will keep your creativity going as well in finding different ways of handling it. Because one thing that happens when we get stuck in a physical challenge is that we can be stuck in our way of dealing with it or feel that, what I'm doing isn't working, and you can get caught up in a spiraling downward of depression around the frustration with not being better yet. And and that's one of those endless circles that doesn't go anywhere. And so the best thing you can do for yourself is to believe in your ability to heal, to believe in the miracle that the body is in its ability to heal itself.
Yeah.
And when you really start believing in the body's ability to heal itself and you tell the body, heal thyself, you know, and you start envisioning the body restoring to its divine perfection. So for you, Addie, holding the vision of your eyes being whole, healed, and perfect, exactly as they always have been. And to not be focusing on the disease, so to speak, whatever that might be, but to be focused on the whole and healed vision and knowingness, the energy, the feeling of being whole, healed, and perfect. Mm. And that can start shifting the energy.
Right. So from your perspective or one's perspective, am I doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing now as it relates to allowing the healing to continue?
Yes. And it is to use your own inner wisdom as to the right and perfect remedies that you feel guided to utilize, be it traditional or holistic or energetic, and to be diligent in giving the body what it needs.
Right. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been chewing some stuff that I wouldn't chew before. Like, don't get that near me. But I have been clear that I need that. So it's like I'm just chewing away. And one tomato is garlic. Oh my God! You could never have me chew a garlic, fresh garlic. But now it tastes really good. Cause I know what my intention is. I got water to wash it out. Let's take another call. We got a 310 area code. I think that's California. Yes, it is. What's your name?
Mary. My name is Mary. I'm in Los Angeles area.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. I'm so excited to be able to be talking to you guys today. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi,
You're
Mary.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Tara. I should say that years ago, I took classes with Tara when we both lived in New York, and she's an amazing teacher.
Thank you.
Yes, she is. What's your question?
I have two questions. One is I'd like to hear a little bit about orbs. Everybody gets to know about this stuff. And for myself, I'm going back east to be with family. And I was wondering if one had any guidance for me. And I also want to say I just feel emotional when I hear one speaking on the radio. Thank you for making this available.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, then let's bring in one. I feel them very excited to talk to you. And, we'll talk about orbs, too. So thank you so much. And for those who are listening, I'm going to just step aside briefly and just let the energies of my angels come in and speak directly. So my voice will shift a bit here. One moment. Yes, hello, Mary. Greetings, dear one. Greetings, Daddy.
Hello.
We are one. Hello.
Hello. Hello, one. How wonderful to hear you.
Thank you, dear one. Indeed, we are most pleased to have a few moments to speak to you and to our beloved listeners. Indeed, you've asked about orbs, and yes, these are showing up in people's films and digital camera pictures and such, and people say, gosh, what is that funny-looking ball of light, and why does it seem to have this texture or this rind or this pattern that looks like a funnel? You will see many of these orbs showing up more and more, and they are spirit. They are essence of spiritual beings that are being captured on film now. It is happening all the time. And it is the way of spirit to say, yes, we are here. We are with you. We are watching over you. We are playing with you. It is interesting if you see, if you get to go to some drum circles outdoors or sometimes beautiful places in nature, you will capture some of these spirit beings or fairies that are enjoying your presence and want themselves to be known to you in some way. So trust that, yes, these are spirit beings, and they are making themselves known, so embrace it and enjoy it. And sometimes you might catch a little flash of light, you know, sometimes you can see them with your own eyes, but often it is like a blur or a moving light out of the corner of your eye, and that can be, again, a spirit or a fairy or some kind of spirit being that is showing their light to you. And we hope that answers the orb question for you. And to go back east, yes, we know this is quite a feat, you know, to reunite with family that has some of their own dysfunction going on. And yet there is always a part of the heart and soul that is happy to see those whom you were raised with and those whom you love. So the key is going to be to focus on the love and to forgive their dysfunctions and try not to take things personally. As you know, Mary, that is one of the life lessons, you know, in learning not to take things personally. A lot of people have that as an issue to work through. But to consistently rise above it and to say God bless them for their way of being in the world, and to love yourself and to not buy into any of the negativity, but to hold yourself above it, to say, I am the light, I am love, I am forgiving, and I am centered in who I am. And who I am is not necessarily who they think I am, but you must stay in alignment with your true soul identity as a loving woman with a heart of gold, with a good intention. That is who you are. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. It is. Thank you so much. And I had packed for myself to take the four agreements with me, and I've been putting together an I Am list to keep me centered, and those were fabulous. Bless you and thank you, and my love to you.
Oh,
thank
our
you,
love
Mary.
To you as well. Blessings.
Thank you. Juan, we have another question around Monica wants to know about orbs. She said, why are some of them black, and what does that mean?
They are just different representations of energy, of beings. If there are black orbs, it may just be a condensing of energy. They do come in all different colors and shapes and sizes, so it is to feel into it, you know, if there's sometimes maybe, and it could be, we're not saying it definitely is, but sometimes a black blob of energy is perhaps a fourth dimensional astral being.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, wow. Okay. We're going to just take one last caller. Let's go to Glenda. And then one, when we after the caller, I want to ask some questions about balance and groundedness.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenda.
Hi, Ajay. Hi, Tara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying listening to your answers to the other callers.
Okay.
I guess I
so you,
just
you got in. One now, so... What
well, I came you, back. Yeah. She said, hi, Tara,
oh,
and that brought me back.
She called you back? I'm going to mute her phone. I'm just thinking. Gosh, she's powerful. Okay, Glenda, you got Tara now. I'm going to have to pull one back.
I can be in and out. It's okay.
It's all right. Go ahead, Glenda.
I think it's just I thank you so much for sharing, you know, today. So I guess
you're
I
welcome.
Just want to know what if you can pick up or see what do I need to? I'm going through some shifting now, but what do I need to know or focus on at this time, or be assured of at this time?
Okay, well, let me just tune in, and as I said, one is here, and we can blend it to answer this. Glenda, it's Glenda, yes?
Yes, it is. I muted her phone because she's making, but it's Glenda.
All right. Well, the angels are saying, be strong. Be courageous during this time and do not allow yourself to go into the worries, the fears, the doubts, but to be confident in your ability to make consistent positive choices for yourself. It is also to not be afraid of letting go, to know that part of your soul evolution requires mastery of letting go. And this is true for so many right now, because there is this tendency in the human consciousness to be attached to things and people and situations and attached to specific results. And instead, the new energy is about letting go and trusting and envisioning the highest and greatest good, whatever that might be, and really just trusting in your own higher self to guide you and to lead you in the directions that will indeed create the best possible outcomes. There's a wonderful author, Thomas More, we believe, who wrote about most benevolent outcomes, or MBOs, he calls them. And it is a very good way of thinking and being and intending, so that you are consistently in alignment with the most beneficial outcomes.
Mm.
On a more specific level, Spirit is saying to not let other people, the naysayers, so to speak, or people that are not in alignment with you, control or dictate how you think or feel in any way, shape, or form. This is a time to not let other people influence your thinking, but to dig deep within yourself to know your own truth. And when you know your own truth and act from that place of your own solid feeling of integrity and alignment within you, that's when everything falls into place. And Spirit is just wanting you to trust in yourself to make those consistent positive choices from that place of truth, strength, and integrity within you. We hope that helps, Glenda.
It does help tremendously. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you and our day.
Blessings
to
you.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, thank you.
You know, it's true that so often there will be this influence of others, you know, that other people can have this collective or individual influence upon how you think and how you feel, and you're not wanting to upset the apple cart, or you're wanting to conform or not make waves, and all those things can trap us into wrongful thinking. And yet when we go deep and we know the truth within us and come from that place of centeredness and love, then it will be clear. The clarity will just be there.
Indeed, indeed. Do we have, can I ask one, two questions before you go, because we're getting close to that time. Oh, wow. Yeah, we're close to the time. I want one back.
Good evening.
Indeed,
we are here. We're blended with Tara. Indeed, there are varying levels of connection and consciousness here, but we are here. How can we help you?
Yeah, the question that I really have is a question for that we can all benefit from. You know, there's all this talk about the world is coming to an end. December 21st, 2012, there's going to be a shift in energy. Clearly, there's some ending that's going to happen, and we're already experiencing it. What I want to ask is, what can we do individually to help ourselves and others through this rapid energy and the shift that has happened, because there's so much going on in the world, civil unrest, the elections, there's so much going on that it seems like this is the worst of times. But we also know this is the perfect time to, you know, for the change to happen. So what can we do to move through this, quote-unquote, worst of times, what people call it, worst of time, in a sort of, in a peaceful way?
Well, it is to let go of attachments as much as possible. And it's all right to, of course, keep the attachments you have to the people you love. And, you know, love is always an okay attachment, as long as it is a healthy love. So love is meant to buoy and support you during these times. So it is important to love one another and seek the loving support and counsel of those whom you love during difficult times. But in letting go of attachments, it is more or less were referring to the physical world as to not attaching to it must be this way or it must be that way. Instead, to be a little more fluid. You know, right now the energy is very fluid, where you are, in essence, floating. You know, sometimes you've got to just surf the wave, right? And
right.
Other times you can navigate your boat to sail smoothly into the wind. And so there must be a consciousness that is fluid, with being in the moment and being aware of reading the energies of the moment and always acting from that place of integrity and truth within you. And this is how you can navigate these tumultuous times, and not to buy into the doom and gloom that it is, you know, the end of the world or anything like that, or that this necessarily has to be a difficult time. Don't even buy into that belief, because it can be a shift of consciousness that allows you to sail smoothly through these changes. Mm. It doesn't have to be difficult or painful. It can be a very aware riding of the wave, so that you can take advantage of these energies and make them work for you. For example, tying into your creativity, really embracing your creative strengths and allowing the soul to express its inner beauty through writing, art, music, some creative act, will keep you in a positive flow. Then these energies are pushing you in a positive way. You know, if you're wanting to make positive changes in your life, it's because something's not working. So let this push of energy help you to let go more easily and push you into the future that you want to create for yourself. So we feel it's very important to see these energies as positively as possible. And yes, there's going to be some suffering and along the way in letting go of attachments and the muck and the mire of the complexities of life. But if you keep your focus high in your life mission, your life purpose, and doing the best that you can do and living the best possible life you can live and doing the best you can with what you've got, then you go forward in the best possible ways. We hope that's helpful.
Oh, yeah. So really, you know, people say the worst of time and the best of times, but the real deal is to look at what is happening, the energy that is around us now. It's really an answered prayer for us to achieve our deepest desire and what we want to create. That's what I get from what you're saying.
And to pay attention to how the universe is helping you.
Yes. Don't focus on the minute thing, but look at the expansive view. Okay, one last question.
Yeah.
From your perspective, from the non-physical, what does it mean to be balanced and grounded?
It is to love the human self, to love the body, to love all the richness of experience that you can create as a human being, and to appreciate this beautiful earth that you have as this gorgeous playground, that life is this gigantic banquet to feast upon, and to appreciate the richness of that gift. To be balanced is to feel good in the body and to yet be connected at the same time. To not be so ethereal that you're just out of body and disconnected all the time. That's not balanced. But to have the awakened consciousness fully present in the body. So in other words, it's like instead of viewing the higher self as being outside of the body, as being up in heaven somewhere communing with God, no, that this light body, this higher self, is all the way in to the physical body. For example, if you envision your light body as you, but made of light, and that this light body has a chakra system, for example, and that your 3D physical body has a chakra system,
You want to bring the light body all the way in to the physical body so they're a perfect match. So all the chakras click, 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 click all the way up into place, and your light body is perfectly in alignment with the 3D body. And this grounded, fully present awareness will help you to live from a very empowered place where the soul is fully present, fully aware, and fully able to choose from a place of love.
Hmm.
That is what we see as the balance.
You said a word that just when you said it, it sends just energy through my body, and we've used it. Tara talked about it. But real quick, last question. What
yes.
is love? What is love?
Love is a state of being, a state of consciousness, a state of bliss. Love, of course, has so many definitions based upon what level of consciousness you're speaking of. On the higher levels, God is love. Love is God. Love is the expression or the experience of God's presence. Love can also be, of course, in a very human way, a feeling of affection and closeness with another. But if in its divine sense, it is a connection of oneness. It is feeling the oneness of all life. The oneness with God, the oneness with all that is living upon the planet. This sometimes can feel like a love of Mother Earth, a love of animals, the beloved pets and four-leggeds of the world that love us and teach us about unconditional love. You know, when a cat purrs or a dog wags its tail, you are in the presence of pure unconditional love. It is a beautiful thing. And when you open your heart to a baby, you know, and feel, wow, what a precious, beautiful gift from God this is, that opens your heart to love. But love ultimately is a state of consciousness of oneness. And accompanied with that is just a warm, beautiful feeling that all is well.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Juan, for all that you're doing for humanity, and I am grateful, I'm sure the listeners are as well, grateful for the opportunity to hear your wisdom and to feel your love. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Indeed, we love all of you so much. We send our love and our vibrations of healing out to all who are connecting with us now, and we just invite you to open your hearts and feel all the love that your angels and guides have for you. Indeed, the love of God itself. Invite that into your heart, and you will know who you truly are. But indeed, we know our time is at hand, so we send you our deepest love and blessings through all time. And thank you, Adi, for giving us this opportunity to speak with those who have ears to hear. Our love and blessings to you. Good day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We can have Tara right now. Yes, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, indeed.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
Tara, I love you. I love you, Tara. I'm so grateful for you. Oh, you have just healed me, blessed me, and I'm sure the listeners are feeling the same. Thank you for your work.
Oh, you're welcome, Adi.
I just feel like energy rushing through me. My heart is feeling expansive. I'm getting my healing. So before we release you, anything you want to share with our listeners, things you have coming, maybe something you want to talk about that I didn't ask you, or whatever is on your mind that you want to share with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm super excited about my World Peace Cruise coming up this December. You may know, some may have heard about this, but... Well, 3 years ago, Spirit told me I was going to do an annual World Peace Cruise, and I was like, what? And I checked the internet, and I ended up getting the name worldpeacecruise.com. So I launched a website, and I've had two World Peace Cruises already that were a great success. And this year, I was guided very strongly that we were supposed to have a World Peace Ceremony on 12/12/12. In St. Thomas. So I've created the World Peace Cruise this year around that. Last year we sailed around 11/11/11. This year we're doing 12/12/12, and we're calling it the Gateway to Ascension. And we sail on December 8th out of Fort Lauderdale on a 7-day Caribbean cruise, and I have some amazing speakers and presenters. There's 10 of us that are just going to do some powerful spiritual workshops at sea, and then we get off the ship and play, and we're going to have our 12-12-12 peace ceremony and pray for world peace every day for 7 days. So it's an awesome experience. If you're at all interested, please go to worldpeacecruise.com and check it out. Wow. We're going to have such a blast. I hope you'll join us.
I'm looking at it here. You do 101101. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Wow. That's worldpeacecruise.com. The pictures are there and all the information you'd need. Wow, that looks very inviting. Okay, all right.
We're going to have a great time. Honestly, the people that are coming on the cruise to present and be healers and practitioners are A, number one, top class individuals that are pure-hearted light workers, and we're going to have such a great time that you're going to want to be there.
I know that's right. I'm looking at them here. And, of course, I was going to say, what about you? But you were at the top. Yeah, I was like, what? So how many days is this cruise? It was like,
a 7-day Caribbean cruise. And just as a bonus, for anyone who's listening, if you register and say you heard about this on the Ask Life Coach Addy show, I'll give you $100 off the registration fee. How's that?
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You never know. I keep telling people, don't go a day without Life Coach Addy. You might even get some money to keep in your pocket.
There's
a $100 bonus. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Tara. I truly, truly appreciate you. I look forward to our next conversation on the phone or on the radio, whenever it is. I know it's going to be good.
Oh, thanks. Mm. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we thank you so much for this opportunity. Much love to you and to everyone who's listening. My love and blessings.
Yes. Thank you, Tara. Life is good. It's getting better and better and better and better. That's right. You know, I'm so full, and I want this question that I'm inspired to ask is to ask you individually. What gift do you have to share with humanity today? What gift are you holding on to, afraid of, thinking it's not the perfect time? What is it about you that you know it's time to release and let go, but somehow you're talking yourself out of it? You know, I know what I'm feeling just listening to Tara and having one come through and Tara making herself available for what we just experienced. What do you have to offer that will leave people feeling like this and so much more? The time is now. That's how you balance. That's how you balance the human self and the higher self. It's about recognizing that you're a vehicle of the soul. And that's what we're all here to do. That's the answer to all challenges that we're going through, all the experience that we're going through. And it's all here. Everything, every challenge that you're going through is here to help you to go deeper, to remember that you are one with God, to ask the questions, to feel your feelings. Don't avoid it. Don't ignore it. Say yes to it. Say yes to life. With that, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I want to remind you, we started the show off with Ricky Bias Beckwith. Her website address is rickybiasbeckwith.com. I was about to yawn there. I was like, no, not now. rickybiasbeckwith.com. That works too. Now, go to weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. There's several, but they all go to the same website. And we also played a song before we brought Tara on, We Are One. That's Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, Carly, CARLLIE, Jackson, JAXEN. And now we get ready to play Karen Tucker. Well, not that track. Where is it? Oh, boy, talk about a webcam. If you guys can see how I'm looking at this screen right now, but
It don't matter. Just keep it moving. I'm focusing on the good. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow the love to come back to you, to flow to you. Allow yourself to receive. I thank all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, those of you listening to the archive. Thank you for being here. I'm grateful for you, and let's continue to inspire this place called Earth. We have so much to give, and you don't have to work hard. Focus on the love, and it's easy, because there is only love. Only love, Karen Drucker. If you don't know what that is, be still, listen, and be transformed. Karen Drucker. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and the show, the archives. KarenDrucker.com. There is only love. Gratitude. Infinite gratitude. I'm out. Peace and blessings.
When I lose when it seems I've lost my way, when I go inside and quiet my mind, I can hear spirit gently say, there is only
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.